Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Arkusz pierwszy. Rozumienie ze słuchu. Poziom podstawowy. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 20 minut i składa się z 3 zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony 2 razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie sygnalizowane dźwiękiem przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu. Usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w trakcie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz 2x5 krótkich rozmów. Przyporządkuj każdej z nich miejsce, w którym się ona odbywa. Wpisz odpowiednie litery do tabeli. Jedno miejsce zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej rozmowy. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz 1 punkt.
One. Am I okay for Leicester Square?
No, you'll have to jump out at the park and get a 12 there.
Could you tell me when we get there?
It's quite a way yet, but I'll tell you in good time. Pay the fare and take a seat, please.
How much is that? 2.
Ah, yes, you're Brian Preston.
That's right.
You've brought some clothes and things with you, I see.
Yes, I think I'll probably be here for a few days at least, until all the tests are done.
I'm afraid you'll have to wait a moment, as your bed is not ready yet. The last patient only left an hour ago.
That's okay. I don't mind. 3. Are we getting off at the next station?
No, 2 stops to go.
Then we've got some time to go to the buffet car. I could do with a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Do you know where it is?
I guess somewhere at the back.
Let's ask the ticket collector. 4. What's the trouble?
I was sick most of the night. I think it's something I ate. We ate at that new restaurant last night.
Was it that new restaurant in Birch Street?
As a matter of fact, it was. Why do you ask?
Because one of my patients ate there last week, and he had the same kind of problem.
Sounds strange, doesn't it? Anyway, what shall I take?
For the time being, just drink plenty of water, and if you don't get any better tomorrow, you'll have to undergo some tests in hospital. 5.
If you'd like to follow me, I'll show you your room.
That's lovely, thank you.
The bathroom is just up here, right next to your room, and there's a telephone beside your bed. How long will you be staying with us?
Until Monday.
Fine. I'll bring you the registration form to fill in.
Wysłuchaj jeszcze raz tekstu do tego zadania.
1. Am I okay for Leicester Square?
No, you'll have to jump out at the park and get a 12 there.
Could you tell me when we get there?
It's quite a way yet, but I'll tell you in good time. Pay the fare and take a seat, please.
How much is that? 2.
Ah, yes, you're Brian Preston.
That's right.
You've brought some clothes and things with you, I see.
Yes, I think I'll probably be here for a few days at least, until all the tests are done.
I'm afraid you'll have to wait a moment, as your bed is not ready yet. The last patient only left an hour ago.
That's okay. I don't mind. 3. Are we getting off at the next station?
No, 2 stops to go.
Then we've got some time to go to the buffet car. I could do with a cup of coffee.
Okay.
Do you know where it is?
I guess somewhere at the back.
Let's ask the ticket collector. 4. What's the trouble?
I was sick most of the night. I think it's something I ate. We ate at that new restaurant last night.
Was it that new restaurant in Birch Street?
As a matter of fact, it was. Why do you ask?
Because one of my patients ate there last week, and he had the same kind of problem.
Sounds strange, doesn't it? Anyway, what shall I take?
For the time being, just drink plenty of water, and if you don't get any better tomorrow, you'll have to undergo some tests in hospital. 5.
If you'd like to follow me, I'll show you your room.
That's lovely, thank you.
The bathroom is just up here, right next to your room, and there's a telephone beside your bed. How long will you be staying with us?
Until Monday.
Fine. I'll bring you the registration form to fill in.
Przenieś rozwiązanie na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie komunikat radiowy o konkursie językowym. Na podstawie usłyszanych informacji zdecyduj, które zdania są zgodne z treścią tekstu, a które nie. Zaznacz znakiem X odpowiednią rubrykę w tabeli. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz 1 punkt.
Explore Britain and perfect your English at the same time. BBC English Magazine and the Association of English Language Schools are offering superb prizes to the winners of our competition. The first prize is a 2-week English course in Britain, including flights and host family accommodation. The winner can choose from 13 participating schools located all over Britain, some in the heart of the countryside or on the coast. Others in university towns or in the capital. There will also be 12 second prizes of a 2-week course with accommodation at the remaining schools. All courses will include no fewer than 20 lessons a week. The competition is open to all readers of BBC English Magazine who are aged over 16, but if you're under 18, you must obtain your parents' permission. To enter this challenging competition, you will need to read the articles very carefully and answer a series of detailed questions which will be published in our magazine in May, June and July. Then we will ask you to send your answers with the coupons that appear in the above issues. You can check your answers in the August issue, and the list of winners will be published in November. Tell your friends about our competition, and do not miss your copy of BBC English Magazine.
Wysłuchaj jeszcze raz tekstu do tego zadania.
Explore Britain and perfect your English at the same time. BBC English Magazine and the Association of English Language Schools are offering superb prizes to the winners of our competition. The first prize is a two-week English course in Britain, including flights and host family accommodation. The winner can choose from 13 participating schools located all over Britain, some in the heart of the countryside or on the coast, others in university towns or in the capital. There will also be 12 second prizes of a two-week course with accommodation at the remaining schools. All courses will include no fewer than 20 lessons a week. The competition is open to all readers of BBC English Magazine who are aged over 16. But if you're under 18, you must obtain your parents' permission. To enter this challenging competition, you will need to read the articles very carefully and answer a series of detailed questions which will be published in our magazine in May, June and July. Then we will ask you to send your answers with the coupons that appear in the above issues. You can check your answers in the August issue, and the list of winners will be published in November. Tell your friends about our competition, and do not miss your copy of BBC English Magazine.
Przenieś rozwiązanie na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wypowiedź nastolatki. Z podanych możliwości odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią tekstu. Zakreśl literą A, B lub C. Za każdą poprawną odpowiedź otrzymasz jeden punkt.
My family are travellers. We have a van and a caravan, and we drive around from place to place, usually with about a dozen other people. We think the world's too big to stay in just one place. We've lived all over. Sometimes we camp and stay for a few days. Other times we might stay a couple of months. It depends how friendly the area and the people are. A lot of towns have special sites set up for travellers, with proper toilets and showers. but other places make it quite difficult to camp. We've had people shouting at us, throwing stones or breaking our things. They call us gypsies or robbers, but we're not. We just like to travel. If we're going to be in one place for a while, I go to the local school. That can be really tough. The kids, when I walk past, hold on to their bags. I think they're scared I'm going to steal from them. It's impossible to make friends. I'm never around for long enough, and even if I was, nobody would speak to me. We enjoy moving around, seeing different parts of the country, and I think it's great being able to choose a nice spot and to set up there. And we've even gone across to France. If we stop in a place that turns out to be horrible, we just move on, whereas some people have to stay in those towns forever. However, I miss belonging somewhere. I mean, I belong with my family and with the other travellers, but sometimes that isn't enough. I want to belong with a group of friends, with girls my own age. I don't know if that will ever happen.
Wysłuchaj jeszcze raz tekstu do tego zadania.
My family are travelers. We have a van and a caravan, and we drive around from place to place, usually with about a dozen other people. We think the world's too big to stay in just one place. We've lived all over. Sometimes we camp and stay for a few days. Other times we might stay a couple of months. It depends how friendly the area and the people are. A lot of towns have special sites set up for travellers, with proper toilets and showers, but other places make it quite difficult to camp. We've had people shouting at us, throwing stones or breaking our things. They call us gypsies or robbers, but we're not. We just like to travel. If we're going to be in one place for a while, I go to the local school. That can be really tough. The kids, when I walk past, hold on to their bags. I think they're scared I'm going to steal from them. It's impossible to make friends. I'm never around for long enough, and even if I was, nobody would speak to me. We enjoy moving around, seeing different parts of the country, and I think it's great being able to choose a nice spot and to set up there. And we've even gone across to France. If we stop in a place that turns out to be horrible, we just move on, whereas some people have to stay in those towns forever. However, I miss belonging somewhere. I mean, I belong with my family and with the other travellers, but sometimes that isn't enough. I want to belong with a group of friends, with girls my own age. I don't know if that will ever happen.
Przenieś rozwiązanie na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.